jump into the conversation. It's 866-439-5277. Emails go to talk@LarsLarson.com. We usually say, when we hear about something bad that has happened somewhere in America, that the only thing that really can effectively stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. But apparently the FBI doesn't want to tell anybody about that. And I've invited a great friend of the program, Dr. John Lott, on, who is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. I serve on the board of that center, so I have a bit of a dog in the fight. He is the author most recently of The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against the Gun Control Lies. Welcome to the program, Doc. And what is the FBI doing in this case?
It's great to talk to you again, Lars. Yeah, you know, people focus on kind of the political biases that the FBI might have with the current, you know, ruckus over Mueller and Hillary Clinton investigations. But unfortunately, I think it's kind of affected even the raw data gathering that the FBI does. I've been reading FBI crime data reports for 30 years, and there's always been kind of a Chinese wall that's existed between the data gathering and what people would go and use it for. But unfortunately, under the Obama administration, that wall has become filled with holes, it seems like. And they've been releasing these reports on so-called active shooter cases since 2014. They put out their first one just about a month before the general election in 2014. And it had all sorts of claims about big increases in mass public shootings and other things. But they had missed a lot of cases earlier in the period and counted things wrong later on. At that time, I was able to get the authors to agree that there were problems with the data, but the government never fixed it. And now they just released another report earlier this year where, again, there's problems. I've gotten them to admit one of the problems that they have, though they still haven't publicly fixed it. But here, so that over the last 4 years, from 2014 through 2017, they say there have been 90 of these active shooter cases. These are cases where a gun is fired in public. Nobody's necessarily killed as a result of it. And, you know, the more extreme versions of these would be mass public shootings. These are shootings in public where it's not part of some other type of crime. And but even in these 90 cases over those 4 years, well, they say that there are 7 cases where permit holders have stopped these attacks, about 8% of the cases. But I've pointed out to them there's another 9 cases that they've missed. So rather than just 8% of these shootings being stopped by concealed carry permit holders, the actual number is actually closer to 17%.
So why is it possible that they're still capable of putting out reports like this when it doesn't match with the facts on the ground?
Well, I think there have probably been a lot of biased people that have gotten positions in the FBI under the Obama administration. And it just takes a while, assuming they're trying to try to ferret them out. And just like we've learned that a lot of the very top people at the FBI had strong political biases during the Obama administration and the beginning of the Trump administration, it's going to take a while and a concerted effort, a desire on the part of people that are there, I think, to try to get these guys to fix it.
You know, John, go ahead.
I mean, these reports get used in court cases, get used by gun control advocates all the time. And, you know, I just hope people, it'd be easy just to withdraw some of these cases, these reports, when you know that they're missing data. It shouldn't be a hard call just to say we'll withdraw it until we fix it.
Well, and you would think that in a case like this, that there would be people within the agency, maybe not necessarily among the researchers at the agency, But among the active duty agents, do you think that they don't believe that a good guy with a gun is usually how you stop a bad guy with a gun? Sometimes the good guy is a police officer, an FBI agent, a federal marshal, a local deputy sheriff. But sure, oftentimes, you and I both know the numbers, literally more than a million times a year, it's an average American citizen who happens to have a pistol. And you and I both run into these stories on a regular basis.
Right. No, I mean, you're exactly right. Look, I've been told by people in the FBI that they were very embarrassed when the first active shooter report came out right before the election in 2014. It seemed pretty obvious that the Obama administration was trying to stir up pro-gun control sentiment right before the election. And the report got massive news coverage from the front of every major newspaper, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Chicago Tribune, you know, Houston Chronicle, Los Angeles Times, all across the country. So it was well-timed, and they've had some impact on that election. But, I mean, it's just outrageous to me that you can get them to concede that they've made errors, and they don't go back and fix these things even when you've gotten them to do that.
Well, John, you and I both know that one of the reasons we fear the idea of the Centers for Disease Control being able to get a hold of funds that they say they want to use to study gun violence is that what they really want to do is use the CDC for what it sounds like is the same purpose that's now being fulfilled by the FBI, and that is to be a PR agency for the pro-gun control movement.
Look, there's lots of money that the government gives out to gun control activists and been doing it for years. There's a guy named Siegel at Boston University who just one of the grants that I know that he got from the Department of Justice was for $600,000. I don't know how you spent $600,000 to go and try to write a paper. And, I mean, it's just ridiculous amounts of money, particularly for the papers that he does, which you could probably put the data together in a half a day. But, you know, it's National Institute of Health, others have given out money on this. My big problem that I have with the government giving out money is it's simply impossible for the government to divorce politics from who they go and give the money to. And I see no reason why, you know, general citizens should have to be funding political work that goes and, you know, against their beliefs. I mean, if people want to go and give money to these politically biased ones, they can go and do it themselves. And surely people like Michael Bloomberg and George Soros are spending hundreds of millions of dollars on it. We just had a billionaire from Houston just a month ago announced that he was going to be joining Bloomberg and adding another $20 million to go and fund this type of research themselves.
Like you said, John, Dr. John Lott is with the Crime Prevention Research Center. He heads up the effort, and I'm on the board of directors. This is something that Americans need to be aware of. John, thank you very much for the update on that cause. By the way,